जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरीवर धारी। जय जसोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जसोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीर बनचारी जमुना तीर बनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद जय श्री जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम जय राधे श्याम राधे श्याम राधे श्याम जय राधे श्याम निताई गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल नित्यलीला प्रविष्ट जयं विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री श्रीमत् अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शील प्रभुपाद महाराज की इस्कन संस्थापकाचार्य भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शील प्रभुपाद महाराज की नित्यलीला प्रविष्ट जयं विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री श्रीमत् भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव भक्त वृंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री 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 राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्री राधा कुंड श्याम कुंड श्री गिरिराज गोवर्धन जी महाराज की जय श्री श्री व्रज वृंदावन धाम की श्री नवदीप मायापुर धाम की श्री जगन्नाथ क्षेत्र श्रीराचल धाम की श्री द्वारिका धाम की श्री बद्रिका धाम की श्री अयोध्या धाम की गंगा देवी जमुना देवी की वृंदा देवी तुलसी महारानी की ग्रंथरा श्रीमद भागवत महापुराण की जुग धर्म हरिनाम संकीर्तन की निताय गौर हरि प्रेमानंदी ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर भवती नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराणम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 11 टेस्ट 15 न यावदेतां तनुभृन्नरेन्द्र विधूय मायां वयुनोदयेन विमुक्त संगो जित षट्सपत्नो वेदात्मतत्त्वं भ्रमति हतावत् न जावदेतां तनुभृन्नरेन्द्र विधूय मायां वयुनोदयेन विमुक्तसंगो जितषट्सपत्नो वेदात्मतत्त्वं भ्रमति हतावत् न यावदेतां तनुभृन्नरेन्द्र विधूय मायां वयुनोदयेन विमुक्तसङ्गोजितषट्सपत्नो वेदात्मतत्त्वं भ्रमति हतावत्
word meaning na nut javat as long as etam this tanubhrit one who has accepted a material body narendra o king vidhuya mayam washing away the infection accumulated because of contamination by the material world. Vayuna udayena, by awakening of transcendental knowledge, due to good association and study of the Vedic literatures, विमुक्त संघ, फ्री फ्रॉम ऑल मटेरियल एसोसिएशन, जित सत सपत्न, कंकरिंग द सिक्स एनिमीज, द फाइव नॉलेज एक्वायरिंग सेंसेस एंड द माइंड, वेद नोज, आत्मतत्व स्पिरिचुअल ट्रूथ, भ्रमति ही वांडर्स इह इन दिस मेटेरियल वर्ल्ड तावत अंटिल दैट टाइम. ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद. माय डियर किंग राहुगण, एज लॉन्ग एज द कंडीशन्ड सोल एक्सेप्ट्स द मटेरियल बॉडी एंड इज नॉट फ्रीड फ्रॉम द कंटामिनेशन ऑफ मटेरियल एंजॉयमेंट एंड एज लॉन्ग एज ही डज नॉट कंक्योर हिज सिक्स एनिमीज एंड कम टू द प्लेटफॉर्म ऑफ सेल्फ रियलाइजेशन बाय अवेकनिंग हिज स्पिरिचुअल नॉलेज, ही हैज टू वंडर एमंग डिफरेंट प्लेसेस एंड डिफरेंट स्पीसेस ऑफ लाइफ इन दिस मेटेरियल वर्ल्ड. परपट, व्हेन वन्स माइंड इज ऑब्जर्व्ड इन द मेटेरियल कंसेप्शन, ही थिंक्स दैट ही बिलोंग्स टू ए पर्टिकुलर नेशन, फैमिली, कंट्री और क्रीड. दीज आर ऑल कॉल्ड उपाधिस, डेजिग्नेशंस, एंड वन हैज टू बिकम फ्रीड फ्रॉम देम. सर्वोपाधि विनिर्मुक्तम, एज लॉन्ग एज वन इज नॉट फ्रीड, ही हैज टू कंटिन्यू कंडीशन्ड लाइफ इन मेटेरियल एग्जिस्टेंस. द ह्यूमन फॉर्म ऑफ लाइफ इज मीन्ड फॉर क्लींजिंग अवे दिस मिसकंसेप्शंस. इफ दिस इज नॉट डन, वन हैज टू रिपीट द साइकिल ऑफ बर्थ एंड डेथ एंड दस सफर ऑल मेटेरियल कंडीशंस. ओम अज्ञानं तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः. श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले, स्वयं रूप कदामहं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं. वंदे अहम श्री गुरो श्रीयुत पदकमलं श्रीगुरोन् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणं रघुनाथं नितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखानितं च. नमों विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने. नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे, निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे. हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे. हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. So in this chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam in fifth canto, we are getting a discussion between two personalities. One, see Jada Bharat, who is fully self-realized personality, and another who is very much inquisitive, very scholarly in Vedic literatures, and also very expert in logic and argument. So King Rahugana was chastising Jad Bharat, and Jad Bharat answered the chastisement fearlessly. So by hearing these answers, King Rahugana immediately got down from his palanquin and begged excuse from Brahman Bharat, Jada Bharat, and he is putting such a nice argument based on logic, very practical and very correct. that how come you say that nothing will affect on you? I am chastising you. If I beat you, chastise you, give you torture, then as a soul, you will have no effect on it. How come it possible? And he gave a very nice example that if sometimes we are putting a part of, when we are making sweet rice, you are making a part of milk, a part inside the milk is there, and inside the milk there is rice, and the putting in the oven and putting the fire. When the fire increases, the heat will come to the pot, pot will get heated, and by that the water will get heated, and by that the milk will get heated, and by that the rice will turn, get soft. So if these things happening, just by putting fire externally, all this inside, everything is getting affected. So how come if I chastise you to your body, so inside body, the mind, consciousness, soul, everything will be got affected. It seems that very practical, very correct logic. But in this chapter, Jadbharat fully defies all this. All your argument is baseless, because you are totally attached to your body and mind. This is not the nature of the soul. Soul will never ever get affected. So now Jadbharat is answering. He's saying, you gave a very nice statement, but all this example you are giving, all are material. The rice is matter, water is matter, milk is matter, pot is matter, fire is matter, everything is matter. And they are connected. That's why one matter get affected, all the connected matter will be affected. Everything connected to it will get affected in the line. Line of effect will go on. But spirit, even if it is connected with matter, it has totally different nature. No effect will be there on the spirit, because spirit and matter, they are opposite. Nature is totally opposite. Even if the spirit is sitting on the matter, still it will have no effect. But how come karya karana kartutve hetur prakriti ichyate? All this karya and karana, the cause is prakriti, material nature. But purusha sukha dukhanam hetur ichyate. The purusha, the living entity, is the cause of sukha and dukha. How come? So immediately Krishna says, because the living entity is already inside the prakriti. So that's why he's thinking himself, he's considering himself as sukhi or dukhi. But reality, it is not. It's only a manyata. When Jadbharat Maharaj giving very nice example to king, he says, okay, when I say that I am soul, I am not this body, so what you are saying, it will have no effect on me. So, okay, you are thinking that also I am not the body, you are also a scholarly person. The body means we are considering this gross material body is body. And we are thinking we are not this gross body, we are not this hand, we are not this leg, this mind, this belly, we are not this body, we are something else. Then, this something else you are considering, it is none other than your mind. Because mind is not gross, it is very, very subtle. We are considering that we are not this body, when we are hearing and reading and understanding that we are not this body, that means we are considering the mind is our soul. We are not going beyond than that. Only that limit. Because sometimes Atma means body, Atma means mind, Atma means soul, Atma means super soul also. So many meanings. So, we are deriding only the body, gross. But subtle mind we are considering, this is the soul. We are soul, who we are the mind. Mind is also matter, but very subtle. And due to the attachment of mind with the body and you are considering you as your mind, that's why you are getting affected. Anybody who will consider, maybe he will consider, I am not this material body, but he will consider him as the mind. If he consider the mind, then he will get effect also. Because all this sukha and dukkha is all manabruti. It is said that mind has around 11 actions, but hundreds and thousands of vrittis of minds are there. So, as long as we are connected with our mind, all this effect will definitely come on us. But this mind and the soul, Atma, is totally different. There is not only soul, there is super soul too. He is saying soul and super soul, you don't know the nature of them. They are totally different. Fully different from the effect. So then, immediately by hearing this example, King Ravakana became really astonished. What is it? So then how come I will come to know this, really the soul? So then the answer is giving in this verse by Jadbharat Maharaj. He is saying, Javat, till that time. Javat means till that time. Na javadetam. If you are not achieving the position of this point, till that time you will not. Na javat etang tanubhru narendra, O king, O narendra. When somebody is in bodily consciousness, in tanubhrut, when he is in the tanu, so then it is not impossible for him to know it. So then what should he do? Na vidhuya mayang vayunodayena. So he has to go all through this process. Until he has gone through this process, he will not able to know the soul. So what is the process? So he is giving serially. First, vidhuya mayang. You have to clean, wash away the contamination of maya. Vidhuya. Dhuya means wash. Vidhuman vishesh rupan. Very nicely you have to clean. Very properly you have to clean. What do you clean? The contamination of the impurities of the maya. We are all fully contaminated by maya, illusion. So you have to clean it first. Vidhuya mayam. How will wash? By detergent powder or water? No. What is the process? Na vayunodayena. By awakening spiritual knowledge. So now, by how will awaken the spiritual knowledge? There are different ways. You have to study the Vedic literature. You have to hear the class based on Vedic literature. You have to take association. You have to try to understand. You have to memorize. You have to think of it. All these things, contemplation, all these things you have to do. This is called, by various process, awakening the transcendental knowledge due to good association and study of Vedic literatures. In various way, somehow or other, you have to enrich yourself in Vedic knowledge. By you know udayana, by jnanodaya. So, by jnanodaya, by the sword of knowledge, you have to cut this attachment. You have to clean this contamination by the help of spiritual knowledge and good association, by awakening transcendental knowledge. Vidhuya mayang vayunodayena. First, second, then third. He is saying not just by getting Vedic knowledge from the scripture, by hearing and reading and memorizing, do you think you will be able? No. Then you have to practice. Vimukta Sangha. What is the practice starts? Now you have to become Vimukta Sangha. Free from all contaminated association. Virakta. You have to become Virakti. Renounced fully. Then not only by renounce also you will be able to know. Not only by Vidhuya Mayang. Not only by Vayunodayana. Not only by Vimukta Sangha also. Then you need to conquer your senses. Jita sat sapatna. we have 5 knowledge acquiring senses and 5 working senses. This dasa indriya, but the really indriya who is controlling all these 10, the indriyanang adhipati, is mind. Mind is the master of all this. They are all lever. He is the master. So, sat means first is mind, and including these 5 senses. Main senses is knowledge acquiring senses. Pancha gyanendriya with the mind. These are the 6 enemies. Sat sapatno. We have to control them fully. Conquer over it. Then, jita sat sapatno jitendriya. Then, ved atma tattva. Then only you can able to know the atma tattva. And until you complete all this process, until unless you know the atma tattva, you cannot become self-realized. Until that, brahmatiha tavat. Till that time, starts with javat, end with tavat. Until and unless you achieve these things through this process, till that time, you have to again and again accept this material body and suffer. And you cannot realize also what is the cause. You cannot know. Till that, tavat. So, Prabhupada is mentioning, when one's mind is absorbed in material conception, he thinks that he belongs to a particular nation, family, country, creed, etc. This is because of mind. Mind is considering all these things, because mind is attached. So, when we are in mental platform, we cannot able to know the reality. So, we have to go beyond the mental platform. So, it is not so easy. Just by hearing and studying, we cannot. You may be an erudite scholar by reading scriptures, memorizing it, and by hearing it. But this will not help. Why? Until and unless you are vijitendriya, you have no control over senses, all this knowledge, all this understanding is useless. Prahlad Maharaj in his stuti saying one thing, that there are various ways of liberation. Maunam, tapasya, bratam, adhyayanam, adhyapanam, and swadharma palanam. So many ways. These are all apavargyas. These are all path towards liberation. Apavargya pantha. But if you achieve all these things, you perfectly follow the swadharma, you perfectly achieve the maunabrata, the tapasya, vedadhyayan, adhyapanam, and mantra tantra japa, all these things. But until and unless you conquer your senses, all these achievements will be only a means of a livelihood, maintaining your livelihood. Nothing else. Bartha. It will become a bartha only. A professional. A profession to earn your livelihood. That's it. Nothing will happen. And if you become more erudite, you will become more dambhikanam. You will become egoistic. But don't think that even if you have achieved so many things, you will become self-realized. No, not at all. It is so much essential to control our senses. The so-called knowledge of this literature, the so-called scholarship, the so-called brata, tapa, japa, tapasya, all these things has become no value if you are not sense controlled. It is all useless. So that's jita sat sapatnya. Because why? This sapatnya means also enemies, and also we know sapatni means a co-wife. This 5 knowledge acquiring senses with the mind, they are really attacking the soul. Sometimes you just consider a person having 6 wives or 5 wives, and all wives is pulling him, come to me, come to me. All of them are pulling. The eyes pulling, come, I want to see very nice object. And this touch sensation is coming. No, I want to touch very nice soft things. This Shruti, Karanendriya is saying, no, I want to hear very nice sound. All of them are pulling with full power. What this poor husband can do? Same thing, the soul is very much strongly pulled by these enemies, by these senses, with the mind. And they are becoming more powerful with the mind. That's why, jita sat sapatnya, until and unless you conquer over these demand of the senses, you cannot control your senses. What is the use? Nothing will happen. All this knowledge, all this understanding has no value. It's just become a means of livelihood. That's it. That's why Rupa Goswami, in the Nectar of Instruction, in the beginning he starts that Sadavega Jaya. You have to control this pushing, the urges. Jivha Vegang, Udara Vegang, Upastam, this all this Jita Sat Sapatnya. So until and unless you control these urges, these pushings of these senses, then nothing will happen. The so-called Bhesa, Bheka, understanding, Rupa, nothing. Nothing will happen. Even we know in other eras, big scholarly persons, austere persons like Vishwamitra and all that, who have performed austerity for thousands and thousands of years, they got inflicted by their desires, by the demands of their senses. So their austerity, their understanding, their knowledge, their sacrifice, none become useless. So this is so important to practice the sense control, practice the knowledge by controlling the senses. So the practice starts, we know the knowledge, but the practice means starts with controlling your senses. So unless and until we control our senses fully, we have full control over our senses, our so-called knowledge have no use. So that's why Jad Bharat is telling that na javat, till that point you have to follow the process vidhuya mayang vayuno dayena. You have to enrich with spiritual knowledge by good association, by studying the Vedic literature, hearing the Bhagavatam and all this literature. You have to increase your Vedic understanding of Vedic knowledge, and by that slowly you clean your contamination, and now you have to start controlling your senses. This is the most dangerous part, controlling our senses. If somebody's senses are controlled, he is a foolish man. But if he has controlled his senses, that means he achieved more than 50% in spiritual path. So this is the greatest impediment, is our senses. So first we have to try to control our senses. Similarly, we have to clean our contamination too. Both the things go side by side. So Jada Bharata is saying, if you cannot do all these things, till that time you will be in your mental level, mental platform, and you cannot realize yourself, you cannot understand the soul, and you will become astonished. How come? It will not have any effect, because totally you are in a mental platform. The same teachings Rishabh, the king, Lord Rishabh also giving. He is saying, एवं मन कर्म वश प्रयुंक्ते अविद्यया आत्मनि उपधीयमाने प्रीतिर्न जावत जावन मयि वासुदेवे नमुच्यते देह जुगेन तावत. When the living entity is covered by the mode of ignorance, he does not understand the individual living being and the supreme living being, and his mind is subjected to fruitive activities. Therefore, until one has love for Lord Vasudeva, who is none other than myself, he is certainly not delivered from having accept a material body again and again. Pritir na javat mai Vasudeve na muchyate deha jogena tavat. This deha yoga, this deha dharma, you cannot get free from this bodily contamination. It is never possible. Here he is giving one more thing. Not only by controlling senses, not only by Vedic knowledge, not only by this understanding, not only by all these means. He said this will not also have any effect. He says, what the most important? The most important fact is Priti an Vasudeva. Pritir na javat mai Vasudeve na muchyate. You will not get free from this deha yoga. This body contamination will not go away. Not go away. So here Jada Bharat Maharaj is giving a process that how to clean our contamination. What is the process? But when he is saying Atma Tattvam Vimukta Sango Jitashat Sapatno Ved Atma Tattvam, you have to know the Atma Tattva. So there it comes. When you try to know the Atma Tattva, so Atma Tattva means Priti of Vasudeva. Until and unless you develop love of Godhead, till that time you also cannot understand yourself. No. So, there's two ways. One Jnana Marga, one Bhakti Marga. Jnana Marga is going to the upstairs through the steps. Maybe you have to go to the 8th floor or 10th floor. If you go through the steps, then you know what will happen. Go up and up, climb on the steps. But if there is a lift, you go to the lift, push the button, that's it. You will live. So this Bhakti Marga is a lift process. You went to the lift and push button. And the Jnana Marga is the step. You have to go slowly, slowly, step by step, step by step, step by step, and right there. And even if you go step by step, step by step, cross over all the steps, there you go, the room you are, you go inside, the room is locked. Now what to do? But if you take the lift, you will go, it will take you directly inside the room, inside the door. So, it is said in Bhakti Marga that Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayati Asu Vairagyam Jnanam Cha Yad Ahetukam. If you cannot follow all this process, this is very difficult. How can Vayuno Dayeno Vidhuyamayam Jitasat Sapatna? Oh, it is very, very difficult. No, it is not possible. We will totally... We said no. Hopeless. There is no hope for us. I can't do all these things. So they said no, don't become hopeless. Just try to perform devotional service. Ahetuki bhakti. Vasudeve Bhagavati. Bhagavan Vasudeva. Just try to serve him with love and devotion. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. So then Janayati Asu, immediately, very soon, this Jnana and Vairagya will come to you. By themselves, they will, with folding hands, please accept us. Please accept. Why you are going without us? We want to go with you too. When you perform devotional service, you become doing bhakti, then jnana and vairagya will go with you, will accompany with you. So you don't have to separately try for jnana and vairagya. This vimukta sangha, jita satsapatna, and all this vidhuyamayam, vayunodayam, all these things you don't have to go through. Very, very trouble process. The best, sublime, simple and suitable process just to perform simple devotional service, but ahetuki. If you perform that, and then okay, this is a good process, I want to perform that, then how to do it? Then they are saying, how to do this bhakti? Tad nama grahanadivhi. It starts this supreme sublime process of realizing the self and achieving that platform of self-realized platform. This process starts with chanting the holy name, tad nama grahanadivhi. If you just somehow or other develop faith, and with faith you start chanting the names of the Lord, that's it. You don't have to invest many capital, you don't have to put your strength and stamina and go to this place, this, that, asana, pranayama, this, that, yoga, nothing. Just very comfortably, wherever you are, just start there for chanting. There is no kala, no niyam even. Tatra na niyama na kala. It is so simple, sublime process. Just start chanting the holy name. So then what will happen? If you chant holy name with faith, then immediately the vidhuya maya, the cleaning process will start. Cheto darpanam arjanam bhava maha davagni nirvapanam. This is davagni. This jita sat sapatna is agni, burning fire. Everything will quenched. Everything will fully deleted. You just take this simple process of chanting. But the chanting should be with faith and free from offense. If you do this way, then very quickly all your contaminations, which get together, they are for millions and billions of years, they will get clean. Very fast cleaning process. Who will clean? We are just chanting and engaged in other services. Cleaning, how will go on? Okay, you cannot reach to your heart. You cannot clean it through your cleaning process. No washerman can go there. But then how it will get clean? Now somebody is sitting inside, he will clean. Who is sitting there? Now with the soul, you want to know the soul? With the soul, the super soul is there. He will take the role of a washerman. Just when you start taking the name, then the Lord will also enter with the sound vibration through your ear hole and go inside to your heart and do the cleaning job. He will become washerman. Yes, he'll do the cleaning job. How do you know the cleaning is going on? I'm getting cleaned? Yes, the proof also will be there. We are doing, but the real cleaning has not yet started. If the really cleaning starts, if you really you have a cloth which is so much dirty, from years together you have not cleaned it, so much oil and these things are there, so you have to put it in hot water with heavy, powerful detergent powder and soak it for some time, then do it, then squeeze it, then dart waters will come down. Full of dart, the water will come out, then you say, oh, the darts are now coming out. You will confirm now the darts are coming out through this dirty water. So, this contamination, heavy contamination of the dart in our heart, when you start cleaning, how it will go, how do you know? The dirty water will come out. How? The dirty water will come out through your eyes. Till that time the cleaning has not started. Till what time? When you take the Lord, name of the Lord, and immediately water come down from your eyes, then you understand the squeezing is already happening, the water is dripping now. This is dirty water. Until that time the cleaning process has not yet started. So that's why our acharyas has given us the process. Gauranga bolite have pulaka sarir hari hari bolite na yanu bavenir. When you takes the name of Gauranga, chant Gauranga. Now check all your hairs stand on their end or not. No, it's not happening. Gauranga bolite have pulaka sarir. It's not happening. Hari Hari, chant. No tears coming down from your eyes. Hari Hari bolite nayanu bave nir. No, this is not happening. So, that means it is not started. Cleaning has not yet taken place. So, tavat, till that time, till to that standard, we have to go on practice, go on chanting with full faith, till this two symptoms at least should show up. When you take name, immediately your hair should stand on their end, and immediately the tears should, water should flow down from your eyes. Then cleaning has been started. And then you go on continuing your chanting. Very soon you will realize yourself. How do you realize? How do you know I am self-realized? For that you don't have to ask anybody. You know by yourself. How come I know by yourself? Okay, when you are taking prasad, we are taking prasad at least 3 times a day. When you are eating, do you ask somebody next to you, Prabhu, am I full or I want to eat some more? Have you ever asked anybody? No, by yourself, no, it's okay now, now it's full. So how do you know by yourself? Similarly, if you do this process, you will know by yourself. Oh, yeah, okay. This is it. Self-check process. You don't have to take any process to check yourself. Whether it is achieved or not, nothing. By yourself, you will know. So this is the supreme process of bhakti based on faith and simplicity. So, though we cannot go through this very troubled process of jnana marga, all this process explained in this verse, vidhuya maya vayuno dayana vimukta sango jita sat sapatna, it is really beyond our power. We cannot. But we should not be hopeless. Be hopeful and take to this simple process of devotion, and which starts with chanting the holy name with faith. That's it. And we have to continue this process of chanting and hearing about name, form and qualities of the Lord. Till that time, these two symptoms will show up. I told these two symptoms. Tavat. Till that time you go on this process, then you will know. You want to know. Vidita Atma Tattva. You will become Atma Jnani, Atma Tattva. Then, after this level, the chanting, the devotion, will become really chanting and really devotion. Till that time, you have to follow the process. Hare Krishna. Any comments or question? Yes. So Prabhuji is asking, if it is so troublesome, this Jnana Marga, so why Jad Bharatji is prescribing King Rahugana this process? No, because the King Rahugana, he is following this Jnana Marga. He was on the way to Lord Kapiladev. He was Jnana Margi. So now in the process, after few chapters, you will know that again this same Jad Bharat will tell that this process will not help you. Bina mahat padar ajobhishekam na medhaya na chajjaya na this, not this, nothing will happen. You have to come to this platform. Finally, it is possible but difficult. If somebody want to take the difficult process, there is no problem, they can go for it. But there is alternate process is there, and this process automatically jnana and vairagya will come there also. This process is there. And even if you go through this so difficult process of jnana, at the end he is saying still you need bhakti. Bina bhakti jnana phala dite na pare. No jnana, no dhyana, they will not give their achieved result without the help of bhakti. Even if that, you need the help of bhakti. So why not take the path of bhakti from the beginning? Hare Krishna. Granthara Srimad Bhagavata Mahapurana ki.